it's around dusk, and the sun's gone behind the hills to the west. And I'm in some place near Gila Bend, Arizona, the top of a series of mountains. Pulled over to the side. And it's just real quiet. All these big cactus in the distance against the fading sky. And everything arrives at that low tone of color that where it's no longer fighting for the sun for its color, or fighting against the sun to show its color. It just sort of assumes itself or assumes its color. And it's slowly disappearing because of the loss of light. But there's something kind of wonderful about all this. Today I was driving and went down from Phoenix to Tucson. Drove around Tucson and looked around a bit. And my favorite part of it was outside of Tucson, to the north, there were these big dust devils. I mean, these big whirling columns of sand and dust and wind that would suddenly spring up and across the plains. And the motion of it, it's hard to put words to. I mean, it's like a curtain in a breeze, or a handkerchief somehow caught in a breeze, but an enormous one and made of red-orange, and just revolving and twisting and turning inside out, and then suddenly it just vanishes. And I was carrying some sort of nervous energy down in that area. I mean, the city, I just hated it, like most cities I've hated going around the country. I mean, there's just this huge void, or moral void. And they look like it. They look like they're lacking. They look like they're suffering. But I mean, as cities, they're so anti-human. And but driving up here along Route 8, going west towards San Diego, there's something about this kind of moment and this kind of silence, where it's just sounds of cars driving by and nobody stopping. And they're really sparsely traveled road compared to other interstates I've been on. And I don't know, I feel okay. A little frustrated sexually at the moment. But then it doesn't matter. It's just sort of, I could lift myself up into that sky or make my leg grow a mile long and turn back and touch the back of my head. I don't know. It's like I think when I'm talking into this thing that I seem to get so self-conscious, but I'm not even sure if it's self-conscious. It's like I'm so far away inside myself. And I've been that way for a long time now. It's going on a couple of years or a few years. But I feel so far away inside myself that I can't come out to talk. Or it's like I'm lying down somewhere inside. And it's almost as if I'm in this body vehicle and I'm just lying down. And this vehicle keeps moving. And sometimes it feels desperate and sometimes it feels calm. And sometimes I'm attached to it, and sometimes I'm not. And in moments like this, with the sky the way it is, I mean, it's just mountains in the distance, and I'm sitting on the curve of the earth, and watching the light slowly dissipate, a few silhouetted cactuses, and a bunch of bees trying to drink in the in some water that's sitting in the drinking fountain. A couple of them were jerks. They fell in and drowned, but I pulled a few out. They were still struggling around, but and a few trees just waving slowly. And it's just a real gentle moment. It's like I'm here by myself, and I don't mind. I kind of wish it could just stay like this for maybe a few years, or I just never moved out of this spot, and I could just watch the light stay like this, and maybe somebody, you know, coming along and just putting their arms around me for a few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, whale trainer Christy Smith.
Good morning and welcome to Shamu Stadium. On September 23rd, 1988, our lives changed. Baby Shamu is born. Although her birth seems like only yesterday, we waited 25 years for this special day to arrive. And now we can't wait any longer to share our joy with you. And here to start off our baby Shamu celebration is the star of our show, ladies and gentlemen, long trainer Chris Barlow, Shamu!
Well, thank you, Christy. Hi there, Shamu. You know, everyone's real excited about the birth of baby Shamu. Are you ready to go? Okay. Well, Christy, let's get things started off by letting everyone have a good look at a killer whale.
And while we do that, let's take a look at some of the striking physical characteristics of the killer whale. The most obvious is the size. Killer whales are huge, reaching lengths up to 30 feet and weighing as much as 18,000 pounds. But you can't help notice that striking black and white coloration of the killer whale. This disruptive pattern disguises the killer whale's actual size from possibly confused would-be prey. Let me ask a question to all those kids in the audience. How many do you think Shamu is a fish? Okay, how many do you think Shamu is a mammal? That's good because Shamu, like all whales and dolphins, is a mammal who's learned to adapt to a life scheme.
Shamu, this time why don't you go out and give everyone a big wave hello?
Shamu is waving at you with her pectoral flipper. This pectoral flipper seems featureless, but if you were to take an x-ray, you'd find that the bone structure is very similar to that found in the human hand. All of these features and adaptations do more than ensure a survival in a harsh environment. They combine together to make the killer whale the top predator of the sea. But probably the most important factor contributing to success as a killer whale as a hunter is her unequaled ability to swim. Using the large, flattened fluke propulsion, the killer whale is capable of generating an incredible amount of power and speed.
And ladies and gentlemen, here to show us just how fast the killer whale can swim, let me introduce Kandu and our US star, baby Shamu. Well, that's right, Christy, but most people don't get a chance to see killer whales in the open ocean. But right now, everyone can watch as Kandu really pours on the speed.
Killer whales are incredibly powerful swimmers and are not confined to giants, absolute masters of their world. Ladies and gentlemen, they are Shamu, Grandview, and Pitt. Frontier. If this is true, then the current frontier must be the oceans of our own planet. With the birth of baby Shamu and her cousins in Florida and Texas, we've been given an incredible opportunity for interspecies communication. Before we ever talk to beings from outer space, we may someday talk to animals from the sea. Whales, dolphins, and maybe even baby Shamu.
Well, the success that we've had today in communicating with the whales has primarily been on teaching them to respond to a series of different hand signals. For example, if Jim and I were to sweep our right hand in front of our bodies just like that, that tells Kandu and Shamu to put their heads down, bring their tails up, and give everyone a big wave. Now, with the birth of baby Shamu, we've been given an opportunity to start these hand signals from day one, and already she's beginning to respond to some very basic signals.
That's right, Chris. As a matter of fact, right now, we're going to give everybody out there an opportunity to actually watch a training session with baby Shamu. She's just over 8 months old, and in just the last few weeks, we've discovered that baby Shamu is progressing so fast that we really had to give her an opportunity to have a one-on-one training session during our show. So right now, Sean McCorn and baby Shamu are getting set to come out to the glass and give you an idea of what kind of progress baby Shamu is making. Now, like I said, she's 8.5 months old. She is still nursing from Mom Kandu, and she will until she's about 12 months old. We estimate she gets anywhere from 3 to 5 gallons of mother's milk every single day. Also, since about 2.5 months old, she started playing with fish until today she gets anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds of solid food, well, herring, squid, every single day. Now, Shauna's out there at the glass, and she'll see if she can get baby Shamu to do a few of the behaviors that she's starting to show us. Some of these were from mimicking her mom, Kandu. Other ones, we very slowly shaped, taking very small steps, trying to communicate to her just what we wanted. One of those is called a head shake yes. There, you can see that. We do try to keep these training sessions very quick and fun. And one of the most fun things we can do with baby Shamu is swim in the water with her. It is very important for her to learn to be gentle with the trainer, though. Right now, she's pushing Shauna a little bit. Shauna's gonna wait and say, settle down. Right now, baby's rolling over saying, rub me on my belly. There we go. Baby Shamu is over 9 feet long and close to 1,000 pounds, so it is very important that she learns that trainers are fragile and that she needs to be gentle with them while we're in the water. That was real nice, quick bit in the water with baby Shamu. There's a good view for everybody on that side. Maybe a head shake, yes? There you go. Now make sure that you keep coming back in the coming months, because baby Shamu is showing us something new every day, and she is progressing at an incredible rate. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's baby Shamu!
Well, thanks a lot, Al, Shauna, baby Shamu. Right now, we're going to need the help of everyone in this section. We're training the Kandu. Watch the audience, and on your seat, they'll do something spectacular. So I need you to stand up. Good, Kandu. Now, when I count to three, what I need everyone there to do is lift both hands high over your head. Ready? 1, 2, 3! hands down again. 1, 2, 3! Perfect! He saw you. He took your signal. He's on her way getting such a jump of joy. She's been a friend. Some of that joy all over the first five rows.
To learn a great deal more about the way that whales communicate with one another. For example, Jim, can you explain what Candy's trying to do here at Slide Out?
Sure, we call those bobtails. Now, those slaps make a loud sound that can be heard from quite a distance. So it's probably a form of communication between the whales.
Can you show us some of the other noises that Candy can make?
She can make a variety of sounds out of her blowhole. Listen. Be heard above the water, and through the use of a hydrophone, we can roll Candu over and actually hear what the whales are hearing underwater. Okay, here we go, Candu. Roll on over. Listen. Thank you, Candu.
Of all the ways we can communicate, probably the most subtle and yet the most significant way is through the use of touch. Over the years, we've worked hard to develop a sense of trust that allows us to work closely with the whales. And now the trainers are getting ready to spend a few minutes in the water with Candu and baby Shamu. The very fact that Candu allows us in the water with her craft highlights a special relationship built on trust and respect. And as they swim together, they are certain to learn something new. And as we watch, we just might learn something new ourselves.
New life brings us answers to the questions of old. Baby brings me meaning. A new story to be told. Watching every motion, amazed by each return. The teacher becomes the student, like children we play and learn. We all share the sky,
just like family.
We all breathe. Follow me.